There's always going to be something that wants your attention. Always. When it's really late at night and you need to go to sleep, the best thing you can do is to get everything set up in preparation for sleep. For me, I realize that's more of like equipping my brain and slowly preparing it for that final thing of sleep. So that's taking a hot shower, journaling, and reading a little bit from a fiction book and some scriptures and stuff. When I've done that, those three things, I'm just kind of in this like primed place for sleep. And that's what I'm really trying to work on. And I can go to sleep without those things. But when I've done those things, it just kind of like prepares me in that place even faster. If we think of sleep as like a boss battle and it just kind of takes time each time and you have to whittle it down, if you come with everything prepared, you're going to get the victory a lot quicker. And also, if we're thinking about sleep as a boss battle, if you come into it with a lot of momentum, a lot of clarity, a lot of things already taken care of, then you're just going to mow the boss down. I think of times when I was on my mission where we're walking around most of the day, biking around most of the day. It's hot out. We're talking to people, loving people. We're spiritually exhausted. We're physically exhausted. It's beautiful. It's great. And you just get things done with whatever needs to get done, very briefly plan out the day for the next day. And then the second you hit the bed, the second you fall asleep, like the second you lay down, you're out. It's such a beautiful feeling. Like, you can't touch me. I won this day, man. It happens in video games, and I've had it happen in life too. So it's like, I need to engineer this because I'm playing my own game. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm playing my own game, and I'm tweaking the game and fixing it up and making it as good for Dallin as possible, and also trusting God and trying to bless other people's lives along the way too. But that's really what I'm going after, because these times where I like lay down, and honestly, it seems like there's not really an in-between for me right now. It's either like getting good sleep or like getting barely any sleep at all. And so I think I need to be okay with like, it's okay if like we don't really get great sleep. Like, some sleep is better than no sleep. And I just also need to remember that this is a very special time of my life that is not going to come again ever. Like, that's crazy, but it's true. When we've moved through a certain portal into a new place, we can't go back. We can't retrieve things we already did. Like, we can't undo the things that we created. And that's a beautiful thing, because it's like, it's set in stone, it's done. And at the same time, it's like, it's a reminder that we need to continuously be building what we want to experience in the future. And so it just kind of makes you think, like, what do I want to experience in the future? What do I want to feel in the future? Because Dallin in the future is in a way better spot than Dallin right here. And a lot of it is just with sleep, getting the sleep thing more figured out. I think the boss battle thing is a good way to think about it. And just slowly, just getting in there. Because like, if you're going to bed really late at night and you're just so tired, like, you are going to fall asleep, but it's going to like throw off everything else. And I also think of like this one time where I slept in, and my friends and my cousin, we were playing this game called Dungeon Siege, and we were just like playing multiplayer, and like, we all started new characters, and it was just a great time. Cause like, I didn't even know I had ADHD back then, but ADHD loves new beginnings. It loves like new adventures. It loves it so much. Like, let's run this back. Let's just do it again. And it's just like novelty. It's like, I didn't know it. It's just crazy. It's crazy. But I remember sleeping in, and I got to my cousin's house, and I jumped on, and I was like, oh wow, you guys are already like, they've been playing for like an hour or two without me, and that's fine and all, but I needed to catch up. Like, I was starting from behind. I was starting on defense. And when you take out the boss before you go to the next level, aka your next day, you are starting the day with that W behind you. You're starting the day with that momentum behind you of winning the night, and you're able to take that with you. Take that energy with you. And that's a beautiful thing. I've had times where it really feels like God was just helping me out. He's like, Dallin, I know you're so tired, man. And I'm just going to like give you this amazing dream to help you have this clarity. And it like helps me move forward. And so, yeah, that's what we got to do. We got to position the sleep better. We got to have better feelings about sleep. I think the boss battle thing is helpful. And we're just gonna do something with it. So I don't know. I just wanted to get this out there. For those who are trying to struggle with sleep, or trying to struggle with sleep. Please stop trying to struggle with sleep. Let go and let your sleep be blissful. But yeah, it's a journey. It's a struggle. It's a blessing. And I really, really want to get it to the point where I can just like close my eyes and just be out. Like that'd be amazing. And I believe like with the joy that I have from the work that I do, from the trust that I have, the absolute trust I have in God and the peace that I have, that everything's going to come together with that. I have more peace in this moment than I've ever had, like at any time with anything. And just having that and having this clarity that I have too about who I am. It's like, I really do believe I could get my sleep into a really good place. And so it's just believing that, continuing to do things that will help me to get in that place. And I'm just doing that and being okay with the day to day and not overthinking things. Cause yeah, I do want to get a little win. Like, yeah, it's tempting. It's tempting to go on Twitch and just say hi to some of my friends on there and just to sort of do that, just to say hi. Long game Dallin though. Long game Dallin really needs to have just a better consistent flow with his schedule, with his sleep schedule, and it'll just lead to all kinds of beautiful things happening. I think a lot of life comes down to stewardship, and I have been given a body that is very well able to sleep, very well able to do basically whatever I want it to do, which is a very big blessing, and I really try not to take that for granted. And yeah, it's just got to keep growing it and building it and cherishing it, not taking it for granted. And I think a lot of that, it's just going to come to just designing things better. And I'm just excited. Just, yeah, designing the sleeps, designing all this stuff. It's really so amazing. And I'm just excited. So one day at a time, one day at a time. And I hope this was helpful for you. And when it comes to like really anything, improving at anything, consider like how you feel about the thing right now and where you'd like to be with it. And then just kind of that gap in between and then slowly starting to close that gap. And then also if you can use some analogy, like I did with the boss battle, moving on to the next level, like that's something I can clearly see. And also like the multiplayer thing, like you don't want to be behind. That's also helpful too. There's so many ways to think about it. But at the end of the day, sleep will help you to have a lot more clarity and just being able to get done more what you need to get done. And it is a form of work in a way, and it's very important. And Alex Hormozi said a pretty cool thing about sleep recently. He's like, hey, it literally like helps you maximize your output and stuff. So it's definitely a productive thing to do. And I think that's important to share. And yeah, obviously there's a place, like there's a thing called oversleeping. Like if you're literally like sleeping all day long, that's obviously not good. Yeah. I don't know. I think this is one of those ones that's really more just for me, but it's fun. It's fun. I'm excited to experiment and to improve my sleep game and to put some new cool stuff in it. It should be fun. And I hope you are well and that you are able to get the sleep that you are looking for too. Prayers and love. I'll talk to you next time. Don't forget to yield to the good. It'll be better tomorrow.